Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answered from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Lord, open my mouth to speak your truth, and our hearts to hear it. Amen. Good morning, Christ the King Lutheran Church. In preparing this week for my sermon to give to you today, I could not help but think of my earliest moments of spending time with my father, then kneeling at the bedside and reciting the Lord's Prayer. My mother would oftentimes put my sister to bed, but my dad was always responsible for teaching me the Lord's Prayer and that I say a prayer before I go to bed. And immediately after the Lord's Prayer would be the customary God bless list. God bless mommy and daddy and sister. God bless grandma and grandpa. God bless auntie and uncle. God bless the dog, the fish, the turtle. God bless air conditioning. God bless my Ninja Turtle slippers, and so on, as you can imagine, a small child would continue. I also got chances to remember how each meal we would say a grace at the dinner table. This would sometimes happen before the meal, but if we forgot, my father would always often tell us, "Well, we need to check first to make sure the food is actually great before we give thanks to God." These personal and private acts of prayer have been a significant part of my development in the faith. And some of these traditions I am so blessed to have in our family with Asher and Mara and Lindsay. But many of our faith questions start bubbling to the surface when we hear this gospel story. What role does prayer play in your life? How often do you pray? For what do you pray for? How long do you pray? Why do you pray? Often when we talk about prayer in our classroom settings or even at home, you often, I imagine, talk about prayer as much like how we communicate with each other. In fact, prayer is how we communicate with God. If we look at prayer in this type of description, I can't help but think of what prayer might have looked like in the past, what it looks like now, or what it looks like it's going to be in the future. For we all live in a time and age where communication is fast-paced, highly technology, and it's mobile wherever we go. In fact, because of that technology, we oftentimes find value in our communication, that communication has to be fast, it has to be quick, to the point, and effective. However, in my experience this week, calling my bank, I can't help but think that that human interaction needs a little evaluation. And here's an example of what I went through. And I have to admit, if you have PTSD, I apologize ahead of time. Thank you for calling my bank. Please press 1 for the main menu. Please press 1 for English or 2 for Spanish. Enter your 19-digit account number. Enter the 3-digit card verification number. Enter the last 4 digits of your social security number. Please wait while we receive your account information. All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please do not hang up. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. 8 minutes later, a friendly voice. May I have your 19-digit account number, sir? Well, wait a minute, I just gave that to you. I thought this was supposed to make the call quicker. Well, yes, sir, but this is for security purposes. Give it again. And may I have your 3-digit number on the back of your card? And lastly, sir, may I have your last 4 digits of your personal security, social security number? I know, it's security, and so I give it to them. Now, Mr. Rimmert, is your home address still? And I have to interrupt and say, wait a minute. The computer didn't even ask me for that information. Why are you wanting that now? Well, yes, sir, we might as well update your records while we have you on the phone. Give that information. Is your number still 555-555-5555? Of course, dear friends, that's not my number. If you want it, Deacon Amy will be giving directories after this church service. Well, great. Now that we have all this information, how can we assist you? To tell you the truth, friend, I've been on the phone so long that I have forgotten. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Let's go through some options that we can maybe help you remember. No thanks. I'll handle the computer over the human. 25 minutes of my life I won't get back. With communication like this, it's no wonder we talk about prayer as communicating with God. We need to really talk about what is prayer life. In fact, if we talk about communication in itself, it's one of the contributing factors of marital dysfunction. In fact, the National Institute of Health says 65% of marriages, their number one biggest issue is communication. So we have to talk about this in the faith. We have to talk about how we communicate with our Creator. And we see that maybe sometimes we feel like that we have to follow a formula when we pray. Like if we say the right words, maybe we'll get the right answer from God. But our gospel today calls us back to the beginning of prayer as a sign of trust in God. Jesus does not present the Lord's Prayer as this magical formula and as the only way as disciples of Jesus that we are to pray, but it offers us a framework, one that is rooted in the dependence of God, our loving parent, who trust God to provide for our needs and how to live a godly life, and more importantly, it defines how our relationships with God and our community should be. So after teaching the disciples this prayer and this framework of how we are to pray, then Jesus ends with a parable, like Jesus does in a lot of his great teachings. But he gives a parable about persistence in prayer. Biblical commentary, John Pilch, suggests that when we look at this text, that a better translation of persistence in this, given the culture of Jesus' world, would be shamelessness. In a world where hospitality was so highly lifted, the continuous and shameless knocking would broadcast to the world the shameless behavior of a friend who would rather be on the couch than answer hospitality's urgent need. And when we look at our first reading for today, you might think that Abraham wasn't so humble, giving his willingness to bargain with God over whether to save Sodom and Gomorrah. Reading that story, I couldn't help as like a parent and a child negotiating screen time. But in this conversation, we hear Abraham and his humility when he says, "I have been so bold to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes." Dear friends, in Abraham's example, in every prayer, we should bring our requests to God in humility, knowing that it is through God's grace and desire that we are invited into relationship. We don't pray from a point of advantage or leverage. We pray for mercy and not merit. We pray out of love and continued love from God and for others. We are invited today, dear friends, to reflect on our prayer life and where it has taken us and where it can go. We continue to ask, "Lord, teach us to pray. Call us to keep searching." For it is in this very act of searching we acknowledge that there is someone to be found who loves us deeply. We knock because we believe that God is listening. We ask because we believe God loves us all and that the good gift of the Holy Spirit is ours. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.